Superstars.
Jason Derulo, I see everyone.
What up? I appreciate that, dog.
With Camila Cabello.
I love you guys.
Mike's live.
Oh, Daddy, yes!
Good morning, everyone.
In the studio right now, it's Amir.
Thank you, Chris. Thank you, Chris.
3, 2, 1.
Starts now.
Well, hello, Mum. Hello, Dad. We are live. Good morning at 6:01 across the country. What is happening? Pretty Mullick, Big Rossi. My name's Chris Faye. Thank you for hanging out with us once again. Hello, guys. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Beautiful morning. Last day of November. Own it.
What do we do?
We just do a normal day, then wake up and tomorrow's December 1st.
Hey, oh, my gosh. Tomorrow, first day you can open your advent calendar.
Is it? Oh, yeah, that's right. It? Yeah.
Can we please play Christmas music from tomorrow?
Sure, we'll do it. Down. Put it in. Put it in the show. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I never did those advent calendars.
Yeah, me neither.
Never, really?
Not really.
It's a big thing where we come
from. It is. I see a lot of companies here releasing advent calendars.
Oh, you just had a flash of inspiration there with Faith.
No, I don't think I want to do it. I think I actually thought to myself, nah, I would never do that for the company.
No.
Why not?
I don't know.
I think they're fun.
Yeah.
I think the kids
people
would
enjoy
it.
Them.
Kids, well, I never had one until I moved here as well.
I think it must be a very British thing. I do remember recall seeing them a little bit, but it wasn't a big thing.
Really?
You know?
In Australia?
Yeah.
It wasn't a big thing.
Yeah, no.
Like, now they're another level.
Yeah. Now they're like crazy. Even the makeup brands do them, and they're insane.
Oh. Yeah. Well, even insane. For the kids, like massive toys in each one and stuff.
If you don't know what an advent calendar is, it's like a, I don't know, a piece of, it's like a box.
Yeah.
Where there's 25 doors, and every day from the 1st of December, you open a door, and inside that little door that you tear open is a gift. And you do it every single day.
Yeah.
As if I'm going to wait 25 days. I'm just going to open them all up in one go. Go.
It's a test of patience.
Oh, you used to do it to your brother or sister. Open their door, take the chocolate out, and then put it back.
Oh, that's what you did.
That's amazing. I love that. Hey, good morning once again. Thanks for hanging out with us. What a beautiful Tuesday it is across the UAE. You would have woken up to the news. Yes, boosters are available. I'm going to be touching on that. I'm going to be touching on
look,
that today.
Just look how good it is that they're available already, you know? It's just
what's that? Yeah,
fast,
I know, right?
It?
I know.
Like, if it was in the UK where I'm from, you'd be waiting for a long time.
100%. But yeah, those booster shots, you've got yours locked in for Saturday.
As soon as they announced it, I literally picked up the phone. I was like, let's get it in.
Good on you. Good on you. Yeah, I'm going to most likely take it over the next 10 days at some stage.
I especially want to get it before I travel as well.
We're going to talk about this. Yeah. We're going to talk about this. I think we'll talk about it on the show today. Let's talk about the booster shots. Find out where your head at. Are you getting it? Are you thinking, nah, I don't want to get it right now, or it's too soon, you've already had your second one, or you're against it completely, whatever it is. We'll discuss this a little bit later in the show. Still to come as well, we've got 1,000 dirhams with the giving movement to win. We've got 10,000 dirhams cash with the pop quiz. Up next, though, let's get you winning with Legoland.
Yeah.
One of our first callers, if it's you, you could win 4 tickets to Legoland. Call me right now. Get on the radio with us.
The Chris Faye Show's first call of the day.
All right, a lot of you calling right now, which I love. I can't give you all the Lego tickets, but we do have some Lego tickets to give away, right?
We have 4 passes for you. Go to Legoland as they celebrate the UAE National Day. They have loads of prizes if you join their UAE Lego flag hunt at Miniland, but they're trying to build the world's largest UAE minifigure flag. It's made from 20,000 Lego minifigures.
So good. Yeah. So good.
Yeah.
Muhammad on the way to work right now. Muhammad, good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Doing all right, man. What are you doing? 6:08. What are you up to?
Going to work.
What do you do?
I work in Emirates Engineering.
Oh, you make sure the airplanes are doing what's like, you know, working.
Yes, up and flying.
How old are you?
I'm 29.
Oh, yeah, 29. That's all right.
How long have you been doing this for?
Sorry, come again?
How long have you been doing this for?
I've been doing this for almost 9 years now.
Oh, hold on, dude, I don't want no 20-year-old fixing the airplane, dude.
That's
what I was trying to get at. You sound young. I was like, how old are you? I want to make sure you got enough experience, you know? So this is, is it just a daily check? Do you have to go over the same things every single day? Is that what it's sort of about?
Sorry, I can't hear you well.
Oh, see, now I'm freaking out, dude. Like, I'm just having a normal conversation. And you can't understand what I'm saying and you're fixing my plane.
Just relax.
Oh, no, what I'm saying, Muhammad, is that like, is it the same routine that you check every day, or is there like a logbook?
No, definitely not.
Okay, so you open up a book and or you someone tells you you've got to fix XYZ and then you've got to go look at that. Is that how it works?
Of course, we have manuals and we have to follow, yeah.
Good on you, mate. Well, listen.
And definitely some experience also do the tricks.
Yeah, well, there we go. Keep doing what you're doing. Stay online with me because you are in one of the chance of winning the Lego competition here. Ali, you're going fishing?
Yes.
Oh, man, God. I'd love to come. I've always wanted to do fishing at this time.
No worries, man. I can take you next time.
Are you going on a boat, Ali? Or...
Yeah.
Oh, nice. Okay. Yeah.
Where are you at?
Yeah. Dubai Harbour.
I love Dubai Hub. Actually, I'm getting my boat license with the Captain's Club. You guys heard of the Captain's Club?
Oh, wow,
are you? Yeah, I'm supposed to.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah,
that's
so nice. I've got to do the lessons.
Are you going to do the lessons?
Yeah, I want to do the lessons.
You can do it.
You can do it in 2 days or something.
Yeah, it's not the hardest thing. And then these guys, the Captain's Club, they have like an array of boats that I can take out whenever
like
I want.
Rent.
Yeah, but you're a member, so you don't have to pay for the boats. They're there.
Ah, okay.
So you just tell them, hey, I want to come this weekend and take a boat. And then, but I want to actually get my. Do you drive the boat yourself, Ali?
No. It's just my friend. It's my boat's friend.
Your friend's boat. What do you think? Do you think I could drive a boat,
no.
guys? Would you
no.
trust me?
Yeah. No.
Yeah, you can do it. It's easy.
I think you could do it, but yeah. I think you would be.
Oh, no, I'm going to get my license. I'm getting my license.
Anxious.
No, not at all. What are we expecting to catch, Ali?
Kingfish, cobia, barracuda.
Barracuda.
Wow.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Pretty's never going to go swimming
again. We're doing here with 15 kilos, 10 kilos,
are you,
something like that.
Where are you from? Are you from here?
No, I'm from Egypt.
Egypt. Are we going to get the photos on Instagram later on with like the big fish that you're holding up?
Yeah, sure. No problem.
That's awesome, man.
Tag us in it, okay? We want to see it later.
Yeah,
okay. No problem.
All right. Good luck, all right?
Thank you.
Bye, mate. Bye-bye.
Do we have more?
So many people calling, and I love it. Mervet.
Hi. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Mervet. On the way to work as well.
Good morning, everyone.
Hey.
Are you on the way to work?
Hi. Yes, I'm on my way to Abu Dhabi.
Look at you. You got a kids?
I have two, Alice and Adam.
All right. Well,
actually, Alice is a big fan of you. Every time I ask her, do you know who this is? Like, yes, he's the one who said. Your time begins right now.
I'm glad.
I'm gonna take a video one day, I swear.
I love that. I'm glad in my 18 year of radio career I am known for. And your time starts right now. Actually, I do love it. I love that. That's what it is. Hey, listen, you and the kids are going to Legoland. Congratulations.
Yeah,
all right, you got the tickets.
Thank you.
Go
thank
enjoy
you so
them.
Much, Chris. You made my day.
You're very welcome. Four tickets coming your way.
Exactly. Build and play as they celebrate the UAE National Day at Legoland Dubai.
Cool.
Thank you. That's awesome.
You are very
have a nice day, guys.
Welcome. Drive safely. There it is. I love our early morning callers. Thank you for calling, guys.
Always first with the hottest e-news.
Pretty Malik's gossip.
Styled by prettylittlething.ae. Shop new drops daily.
All right, what have you got for us, Pretty?
So Spider-Man No Way Home is going to wrap up the current trilogy of the Spider-Man movies with Tom Holland, Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Yep.
Everyone's like, okay, well, he's done with Spider-Man, Tom Holland, but that's not the case at all. Sony producer has confirmed that Tom Holland will return as Spider-Man to the Marvel Cinematic Universe in a new trilogy.
Wow.
So we're going to get three more Spider-Man movies with Tom Holland.
That's great.
That's going to be Sony and Disney. By the way, Spider-Man's the only superhero that is not owned by Disney. It's owned by Sony. They got the rights of it. All the other superheroes are owned by Disney.
Despite Disney owning Marvel.
Yeah.
Disney owns Marvel.
Correct.
But they don't own Spider-Man.
No, they don't own the rights to Spider-Man. So it's always a Sony-Disney partnership.
Wow,
so
look at that one.
Pretty interesting. Tiffany Haddish and Common have reportedly broken up after 1 year together. They got together during lockdown. They were talking about marriage. Like, Tiffany was talking about getting married, engagement rings. Remember, she wanted an apartment building instead of an engagement ring. But sources say they're just too busy. They've kind of returned to pre-COVID schedules.
So they're all out about doing gigs and they're not seeing each other anymore.
And their relationship started in COVID where they were together all the time.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wonder if like out of COVID you're falling apart because you're not having all that time together.
That's a really good question. I bet a lot of couples are going that. Matthew McConaughey says He's not going to be running for Texas governor. So
I thought that's what he wanted to do.
Well, he kind of made this really big video where he was talking about his journey into politics. He says that he really wanted to explore the possibility of helping people. But in the end, he made his decision.
It's a humbling and inspiring path to ponder. It is also a path that I'm choosing not to take at this moment. What am I going to do? I'm going to continue to work and invest the bounty I have by supporting entrepreneurs.
Well, I'm going to talk like Matthew McConaughey.
He's just
an
so
editor's
chill.
Nightmare.
All right.
He's such a chill guy.
So chilled, right? Talking chilled, finally, there's a new Christmas song out, Ed Sheeran, Elton John.
I think this has the possibility of being in the classics like Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas.
You think so?
It comes out on Friday. Okay, this is Elton John and Ed Sheeran. This was all Elton's idea last year. He called up Ed Sheeran and said, I want to do a Christmas song with you. Right. Ed Sheeran said, cool, let's do it. And here is Merry Christmas.
Your first listen.
No.
Just move on. Oh, I love this song, yeah.
It's not a joke.
It's not very Christmassy. Yes.
I don't want to hear this. I want to hear the song.
Okay, here it is. Fill up with so much love. All the family and friends are together where we all belong. Merry Christmas, everyone. Did you really compare that?
I really like it.
Did you really compare it to this?
You know why I like it?
Why did you like it, buddy?
Because it reminds me of Love Actually.
Yes. It's got that.
Yeah. It like has that vibe.
Yeah.
So when is this officially out?
Friday.
All right. Friday. There it is. Ed Sheeran, Elton John. What's it called?
Merry Christmas.
Oh, okay. Original name.
Yes.
What should we call our Christmas song? I've got it. Merry Christmas. Thank you, Pretty Malakitas, with your tag.
Peace at home, fries.
It's Big Rossi's
Big Pub Quiz.
All right. He hosts a real pub quiz, and he recycles the questions on this show.
I do indeed. Not really recycling them, because I'm giving you the questions before I do them tonight down at Brew House in Business Bay.
Stop giving them a plug.
City Max Hotel.
Is this the only reason why we do it?
Yeah.
To plug your... Okay.
Yeah, because people need to be aware that pub quizzes are back in a big way, Chris.
You know, we had the Dubai run on the weekend, had 147,000 people there. I think people know that we're back.
Yeah, I ran it.
They don't need the Brew House pub quiz to let them know.
Well, no, just people...
And the City Max Hotel.
People have missed pub quizzes, and a lot of them, you know, they're not aware that they're back, and now they are.
Okay.
So what I decided to do is give you the questions before you come tonight, but you guys are going to go head-to-head, so write your team name on your sheet there.
Done.
I'm going to give you 5 questions. Highest score is the best.
Ready.
Question number one.
Aren't we supposed to repeat
Yes, please. Repeat after me.
Question number one.
Which actor played James Bond before Daniel Craig?
I don't know. Who played him?
He made 4 films as 007.
Do I know him?
Yeah.
He's very famous.
Next question.
Yes. Question number 2. Future Nostalgia, which has the single Don't Start Now, is the second studio album from which English singer?
I know this, but I forget. Okay.
Who was James Bond?
Question number 3.
You know that one, Pretty.
I do? Yeah. Do I like him?
Yeah.
Question number three.
You definitely know him. You will have seen a movie that he's been in.
Question number 3, please.
I'm sure you will have seen
it. I'm ready, but that's way too much time.
Keep going.
Question number 3. You ready, Pretty?
Yeah.
Barbara Millicent Roberts is the full name of which popular kids' toy?
Oh.
Next.
Got that one quick, Chris.
Yeah. Next.
What is the world's smallest bird?
Why you gotta always do an animal thing? I don't know.
Okay. We all got that one?
Yeah.
And finally, question number 5.
Asfura.
Is that a bird? Judy.
Small little bird.
Donald Trump is short, Arnold Schwarzenegger is long, and Beyonce doesn't have it. What is it? Is it hair, a family name, or a beard?
Say Say it again.
Donald Trump is short.
Yeah.
Arnold Schwarzenegger is long.
Yeah.
And Beyonce does not have it.
Yeah.
What is it?
What are the options again?
Hair, family name, or beard?
Doesn't make sense.
Yeah, that question doesn't really make sense. More of a humorous question. The answer is not really legit.
So we're avoiding that question.
No, you're not, because I'm the quiz master, and
technically can be two of them. It could technically be two of those answers.
Why is that?
Hand in your sheets. He's going to tally this up.
Let's not bother doing it then anymore if you're just going to rush me.
I'm not rushing you. I just want to get through it. This is how it is down at Brewhouse City Max Hotel.
I don't usually have people shouting, question number three, question number four. You're not making it very fun, are you?
It's a fun game.
You don't make it fun, Chris.
We're waiting for him to tally it up, the scores, find out
who was
won.
Can you tell me who James Bond was?
I know. Do you want me to tell you?
Yeah.
Pierce Brosnan.
Correct.
Oh, that's what I wrote!
Oh, damn.
Dua Lipa was the singer.
Yep. Yes. We both got that.
Barbie is the kid's toy.
We both got that.
Hummingbird is the bird.
What did I write?
Tweety.
I wrote baby bird.
And finally, what does Donald Trump, his name is, it's his family name, basically.
I wrote that.
What did I write?
Surname, so.
So we both got it right.
So we won. Both of us, we're tied.
It's a tie.
What are our team names?
The team names are Where's My Coffee?
That's mine.
And My Nose is Big. That's funny.
No, it's not. That's not what my team name's called. What's my team name?
I can't read your writing. What's it say?
No, you say it.
I can't read it.
It's very easy. I printed it. You just don't want to say it. What's my team name?
I can't read that.
Yes, you can. I'm not saying it.
Don't we need a tiebreaker?
Nope.
So we both win?
I'm not doing this anymore, but it's been fun whilst doing
it. No, I like it.
I'm happy that he doesn't do it anymore.
No, Eddie and I will do it next time.
No. I win though.
No, we both win.
You win. What's my team name? Just say it. You got to end the segment.
What is it?
You're the one who wants to get off in a rush. I'm fine.
Go ahead. What's it called?
I can't read that.
Show me. I want to read it.
Can you read it?
I can't read from here.
I know it's bad writing, isn't it?
Tim, I'm unreliable.
Yeah.
Thanks, Prilly. I thought you were quite consistent.
The Chris Fade Show's 10K pop quiz.
10,000 dirhams cash.
Oh my God, are you serious?
Got a pocket full of cash we can blow.
10K pop quiz. Powered by RackBank. Download Firefly app and get over 5,000 offers at home and abroad. Visit rackbank.ae/Firefly. Conditions apply.
Oh yeah, it's Ellie. She's got through. Hello.
Hi, morning, Chris.
Morning. You ready to win that money?
Yeah. Well, let's see.
What do you mean? What's that attitude?
You got to be confident.
What do you mean if someone says you're yes, I'm ready to win, I'm taking you all?
Okay, yeah, that's the attitude I'm doing.
The attitude. The attitude is what wins the game, I'm telling you. What do you do, Ellie?
I'm a doctor.
Oh, look at you. Oh, I've got so many questions now.
Oh,
I love this.
Here we go.
Oh, no, don't.
What type of doctor?
Family medicine.
Nice.
Yep. All right, let's talk about this new variant. No, I'm joking.
No.
Been busy times, though?
Yeah, super busy, but it's great how safe we're all keeping here at the minute.
So yeah, it's pretty nice.
Yeah.
Pretty nice, Doc. Well, listen, let's get into it. Let's see. You're good at medicine, but are you good at pop?
That's the question.
Okay.
Yeah.
We've got 10 questions. You're going to have 60 seconds. If you don't know the answer, pass. If we have enough time, we'll come back to it, okay?
Yeah.
All right, good luck. Here we go. Ellie is on. She's a doctor. Your 60 seconds on the clock. Your time begins right now. True or false, Will Smith appears in the movie King Richard?
False.
Which phone brand invented the game Snake?
Nokia.
True or false, Ryan Gosling played in Deadpool?
False.
How old was Michael Jackson when he passed away? 50 or 40, 41?
50.
Finish the Justin Bieber song lyric, As Long As You...
Love Me.
True or false, Madonna and Drake once dated?
True.
Andy Murray plays what sport?
Tennis.
True or false, Jared Leto appears in The House of Gucci?
True.
What sports do the Red Sox play?
Boston Red Sox. Baseball.
The car brand Porsche is from what country?
Germany.
True or false, Will Smith appears in the movie King Richard?
True.
True or false, Madonna and Drake once dated?
False. True. Oh, I said it wrong before. True. I hear the beep. Oh, no.
I can't believe you just did that.
I can't believe this.
Oh, no.
Doctor.
Yes, what?
Because you said true or false. We asked you the first time, true or false, Madonna and Drake once dated. You answered.
I can't remember what I said.
You answered true.
Yeah.
You answered true.
Yeah.
And we came back to it.
Yes, and then you said false. We were about
to. I was about to give you the 10K. Then you went true.
Oh, no. I'm such an idiot.
You've won 900 dirhams.
Oh. I can't believe it.
I was just about to go, you've won 10,000, and then you've changed your answer. They're telling me I have to go with the last answer that you gave.
Oh, of course they do. I'm such a
doctor. Oh, you're a doctor. You've got some cash. You're all right.
Oh, my gosh.
You did very, very well. But, the questions were super easy this morning. You got a really good pop quiz. But well done. Well done. 900 dirhams is all yours.
Wow.
Thank you so much. That's fantastic.
Yeah, true or false, Madonna and Drake once dated. It's false. They never did. I think they toyed with each other a little bit on social media.
On stage,
But that was really about it. Doc, enjoy the 900 dirhams with Rack Bank, and thank you so much for listening.
I will. Thank you so much. Have a lovely morning, guys.
And thank you for doing everything you've done throughout the last couple of years as well with everything, all right? Thank you.
Awesome.
We appreciate you guys. Bye-bye, our frontline workers. Oh, wow. Man. my mouth was open to say, you've just won 10, and then I had to stop.
I can't believe it. That's never happened before in the pop quiz.
Man. Tomorrow, it's back.
If it's happening,
it's on the air.
Pretty Malik's gossip.
All the gossip.
Styled by prettylittlething.ae. Shop new drops daily.
What have you got, pretty?
So Louis Vuitton is going to pay tribute to its late artistic director, Virgil Abloh, by presenting his final collection today.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So he passed away this week at the age of 41. He had a very private battle with cancer for 2 years. It's a rare form of cancer, but they're going to be showcasing Virgil's spring-summer 2022 collection that he created before he passed away. It's going to be streamed on Louis Vuitton's website tonight from Miami. So if you want to see that, if you want to see the last thing that he kind of created before he passed...
They're gonna sell these items. These are gonna go for hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Yeah, for sure. His last collection.
The last collection.
Yeah. Let's talk Tiger Woods. He says he may never be a full-time pro ever again.
No, we want you, Tiger, to come back.
I know, but I think he's just coming to terms with his kind of injuries and where he's at. This is a new interview that he did with Golf Digest. He explained what his future in golf may look like.
But as far as climbing the mountain, get all the way to the top, I don't think that's a realistic expectation of me. But I think something that is realistic is playing the tour one day, never full-time ever again. You pick and choose a few events a year, and you play around that. You practice around it and try and gear yourself up for that, and you play it. I think that's kind of how I'm going to have to play it from now on. It's an unfortunate reality, but it's my reality.
Well, at least he's going to be playing at some stage. He's not, like, gone forever.
But I think that's a smart way to look at it. He's like, I can't commit to a full calendar because my body just can't do it.
Yeah, fair enough.
So I'm going to pick and choose the ones that I can do and just prepare for those so that I excel at that instead of being terrible at all the tournaments.
Yeah, good on him. Good. At least he's, exactly. He's recognizing his strengths, you know.
He must be in serious pain, though, with his back, right?
So he said that he's still not fully recovered.
It's horrible.
He can walk on a flat surface.
Yeah.
But going up or down is still really difficult for him because of the car crash.
Well, he had a back problem before that anyway.
Yeah, so it's all just coming
it's
on him.
Sad, you know, it's sad. But, I mean, he is the GOAT. He is the GOAT, right?
Yeah. Can I get the music, please?
Go on.
Oh, really? I don't know if us men are ready for it,
It's not about you.
What do you mean?
It's not about you.
Like, we're not ready for this.
Doesn't matter.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Magic Mike is getting one final run. Channing Tatum announced it on his Instagram. He shared the cover page of the upcoming film. It's going to be called Magic Mike's Last Dance. Channing is going to be Mike Lane for the third and final installment of the film series. And it's going to be streamed on HBO Max. It's going to go straight to streaming, not theaters. No word on a release date yet. But, ladies, we got one more Magic Mike.
You need Magic Mike. You know what you need. You need magic duvet. Show them.
No,
show them.
No,
yeah.
No, no, no.
Pretty, pretty mouth. I know you're. Look at this.
Gross.
You know what, like, we need more regular men excelling, not Magic Mikes. Come on, we want like a dad bod version.
Chris, that looks disgusting.
What do you mean? This is the move. This is what they...
Are you in pain?
I put my calf and my lower back out.
Why do you always do that, like... Like overbite when you're trying to be hot. It's like, it's just, you always do that overbite.
I've got it. This is what the girls want.
What girls? What girls? Weird.
I'm making a video of that now.
Yes. Oh, I can't move. Oh. Well done. Magic Mike is back. Thank you. It's Virgin Radio. Overrated stuff. We're talking about it. Things that are overrated. Now, the way this conversation came up was just moments ago. Pretty and I were just discussing things. I don't even know what we were talking about.
Yeah, it's weird.
And then we got on to desserts. And you mentioned, and I have to 100% agree with you, Pretty Malik.
Macarons, am I saying it right?
I think macaroons.
Macaroons, overrated. There's two types. One, I'm talking about the ones that are like the colorful ones with the cream between. the French ones.
Yeah, the little French wafer sort of biscuits.
They look like sandwiches.
Mini burgers.
Yes, like mini burgers. I think they're so overrated. I don't get the hype. I just think it's just sugar, like it's
I'm with you
tasty.
Because they're, I'm with you. Like, listen, they taste good. I'm not saying they don't taste good, but the hype, I think they're overrated.
It's not like the most amazing thing I've had, and everyone always talks about it.
I can't wait till like a macaroon company goes to Chris Fade. Can you come and see our macaroon shop?
Oh, I like macaroons. No.
It'll be on your Instagram.
I eat macaroons. I think they taste great, but there was a craze for macaroons.
It's like, it's not like the top of my dessert list.
Fair enough.
Overrated. That's what we're talking about right now.
But then you mentioned another thing, which I don't agree with.
I think red velvet is overrated. No. Everyone was talking about this red velvet cake and, red velvet. I remember having red velvet going, yeah, it's all right.
I like it.
I think it's overrated.
I'm sorry to agree with Chris Fade 2 days in a row here.
This is too much.
Red velvet for me, yeah, not my favorite.
Okay, so we're talking about stuff that's overrated. 0487155444. What, in your opinion, is overrated? Rossi, do you have anything?
Believe it or not, I'm not going to go with food. And I'm going to say, now this is going to offend a lot of people here.
Tell me.
I apologize in advance.
Go.
Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones is overrated. Rossi?
Game of Thrones.
I agree with you. I think it's overrated. Yep.
What?
Yep, I tried watching it and I just thought to myself, really? This is what everyone's talking about?
People were obsessed, Rossi.
3 episodes in, that's all I could handle.
Overrated. Okay. Overrated. I'll tell you what I think's overrated. This is the big one. It's a company.
It's a company.
I love it, though. I do love it.
I know exactly what he's going to say, Rossi.
I love it.
So
can
we say it on 3?
Yeah, one, two, three. Nusret.
Apple. Oh, are they going to say apple?
You bagging apple?
No, I'm not
bagging apple.
No.
I think Nusret is amazing.
Yeah.
I think it's fantastic, but it's not worth waiting an hour and then going in there and paying like 2,000 dirhams.
Yeah.
But it's a great place, and I'm not dissing it.
Overpriced.
Just saying, yeah, maybe overpriced, overrated.
Yeah.
But it's not for everyone. Some people love it, you know?
Okay, so we're asking you.
What's overrated?
What's overrated? Something that you think is overrated. There's so much hype about it, but it's actually like, yeah.
Nah.
04-871-5544. Tarun, hi.
Morning. The Indian cricket team, completely overrated.
And where are you from, Tarun?
I'm from India, Chris. I'm from India. Oh.
You admitting that your cricket team is overrated?
Yes, I'm talking to an Australian. I understand that. Yes, they are overrated.
There we go.
Don't believe the hype.
Can't believe we're hearing that from you.
It's a fact. I mean, you guys did so well in the T20 this time. I mean, we have to give devil the due credit. And
thank you very much. Getting credit as well. So you're saying the Indian cricket team overrated. Appreciate it. There we go. We'll move on to Surath. Hi.
Hi.
All right, tell us, what's overrated?
Definitely the iPhone for me.
The iPhone is overrated.
Yes, very, very much overrated.
What are your thoughts on it?
So there was a time when they were like the pioneers, but I don't see any innovation happening in the past 4 or 5 years. They came to fame in the past 1 year, maybe the face recognition, which is not so great. It is now that they came up with 2 SIMs, whereas Android phones were having...
What phone are you using right now? Because we can't hear you very well.
So I am using the iPhone because I'm
on an iPhone. Can't hear
you're
him.
Bagging it out.
Oh. Yeah. No, listen. I mean, people think that I hate iPhones.
That's why I thought you were going to say that.
I had a person over the weekend go, "Ah, yeah, I know you got the Samsung phone because you hate iPhones." I'm like, no, I don't hate iPhones. I don't. I think Apple products are tremendously amazing. And I think even it went back to their local team here, the Apple team that Chris Fade bags out Apple. I don't. I think it's a beautiful creation, right? Mm. But I use a Samsung because I think it's better. Yeah, like, that's it. Like, it's not me.
But how dare you say that, Chris?
But I'm just saying, I feel like I get more out of my phone than you guys get.
Apart from when we have to transfer stuff.
I have my own ShareLink app that I use. You guys are locked in. They put you in a little.
AirDrop is good.
AirDrop's amazing.
Yeah, but I can do that. So anyway, don't want to get into it. I understand, Dana. Overrated stuff. What is overrated in your world, Dana?
For me, it's Obeik restaurant in Dubai Mall.
Oh, Obeik.
That is horrible.
I haven't tried it yet. This is the Saudi franchise of chicken. I hear so much about it. Rossi, you and I went to Expo. We thought, let's get it. There was a 30-minute wait at like 11 o'clock in the morning. We went, no.
Yeah. And then Chris ended up doing 25 photographs outside.
Yeah, that was true. But why is it overrated?
We waited like 3 hours to get through the line, actually. And then after that, when we tasted the food, it's very, very salty. So we were very disappointed.
Salty, okay.
Overrated for Dana. Okay, like Jamal, what is overrated?
Morning, guys.
Yep.
Starbucks is overrated.
What did you say?
Starbucks is overrated.
Right, get out of here.
Go
Starbucks
away.
Starbucks should be under. It's underrated.
Yes, Starbucks is amazing.
Why
so
are you
good.
Saying that? Just for the coffee, obviously.
Sorry, overrated. It's expensive. It's too sugary.
Nah.
Tasteless,
no.
It's overrated.
No,
sorry.
Totally disagree.
Well, don't mess with my Starbies.
Everyone's got their opinion.
You're allowed to have that opinion, but I see the reason why I love and I think pretty you and I, you go to a Starbucks, you know what you're going to get, you know what you're going to get a taste of, you know what you're going to order. It's straight in, straight out.
Exactly.
Consistency.
Exactly.
Right.
All right. Overrated stuff. That's what we're talking about right now.
This is good. I like
safe.
This list.
What's overrated?
I think graduating university is overrated.
Ooh, interesting.
Spending the years going through university, getting the degree is overrated. Why?
Because you think you'll be financially independent after you graduate. But then you only have the taxes to pay for. You have to, I don't know, it's overrated. You don't get the hype you've been waiting for.
Yeah, I know, but like, you've always got, if you graduate, you've got that career to fall back on. You know, you've got the qualifications.
I agree with Safe, though, because a lot of people think just going to college, getting a degree, you're sorted for life. You're not.
I know.
You come out of it, and now you've got to actually get a job, and then, like, it's not like a golden ticket like it used to be.
Nothing prepares you for the future other than life, you know what I mean?
I agree. Hard work and life.
You, having something to fall back on is very important.
I agree with that.
Sophia, what's overrated?
The Black Friday sales.
So in general, Black Friday sales that all companies do, you think are overrated?
They're literally the Singles Day sales brought back to life on Black Friday.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like over the years, we've been bamboozled a lot with some of the deals. You're like, wait a minute.
But listen, can I tell you?
Some deals are great.
Like, we ran a Black Friday sale on my company, on Fade Fit, right? We went to fadefit.com. Uh-huh. It was... like, I took a loss. Like, we actually did take a loss.
But you had a great sale on.
We had like a 40% off most of everything, right? But we were taking a hit. Like, we were not winning, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Coming from America, where Black Friday sales mean, like, you get a TV for, like, $2.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, you stand outside of Walmart.
Well, there's fights, isn't it?
And then
TV for $2, I'm down.
Seriously.
That's amazing. All right, Okay, we'll do a couple more because there's a lot coming in. Nick, what's overrated?
Hi, good morning, guys. Well, I was actually going to say about something else, but I changed my mind. I have to agree on your previous caller. It's Starbucks.
Starbucks!
Thanks. Hey!
Guys!
And I'll tell you why. Sorry I had to cut you off because I'm actually in the food industry. And I have to say, if you appreciate and love coffee, you do not go to Starbucks.
Nah, that's a lie.
That's a lie.
Because I appreciate and love coffee. I'm a barista. But I still love to just get that Starbucks hit. Having one right now, actually.
Yeah.
But you were going to say something else which was interesting. What was your first one?
I was actually going to say in regards to organic foods.
So you think organic foods are overrated?
Interesting.
Yes. Yes, because I feel that people overuse the word organic as a inward, and they lure people into buy organic food, which is really not organic.
Interesting. I get that.
I get it as well.
Controversial.
All right. There it is. Listen, there's a lot more. Let's do another round of this because we could spend more time, which we will.
Yeah.
04871-5544. Things that are overrated. You're hanging out with us, The Chris Fade Show, now organic. What is overrated in your life? What do you think is overrated? Omar, tell us what's overrated.
Hermes handbag.
Oh, wow. Hermes, the handbags. Yeah, aren't they like, I don't know, 40,000 dirhams or something like that?
That's the least. And that they will not unlock any bag unless you're a customer and you have a certain number of bags. It's as if it's a
Ferrari. Really?
Yep.
Hold on. So if you want a certain Hermes handbag or bag, you can't actually get it unless you've had other bags before?
Yes, or you go to a personal shopper who has an account that will be able to get you that bag.
You are joking.
So if if
that's
someone
crazy.
So if someone wants to get their first bag, it's like virtually impossible.
That's like trying to get a job where they say you need experience, but it's your first job ever, and you're like, well, I don't have experience because I haven't got a job.
I want a bag.
So true.
What's the average Hermes? What would it cost me?
I have no idea, but you can go up to hundreds of thousands. I've seen it. My wife was showing me the other day, 130, 150, 180. It's crazy.
I'm glad your wife was only showing you and not buying it, right? that's a big difference right there. Thank you, Omar. Appreciate it. Muram, what is overrated, Muram?
Hey, good morning. I think Maldives for honeymoon. So.
The Maldives. Nah, the Maldives. What do you mean? I've gone there like 3 times. I love it. You think it's overrated?
You can go when you're stressed and, you know, like you want to just like to chill. But honeymoon should be for something to do, you know, like time to do things with your partner more than chilling and just looking at the sea and sand.
Okay, so you're saying just specifically for a honeymoon, the Maldives is overrated. You think there are better places to go. Okay. Not the Maldives in general, just for a honeymoon.
I'm a big fan of the Maldives, you know what I mean? Like, I think it's a hard one. It's hard. Like, you go, as soon as you go there, you're like, oh my gosh, this place is beautiful, you know? Noor, your thoughts overrated? What's overrated, Noor?
Good morning. I'll say romantic dates.
Romantic dates are overrated. Explain more. What do you mean? Being wined and dined and having great food with great company?
I mean, if you're walking on the beach with your partner, if you're going on the beach, like if you are with your partner all day, then you go to the beach and walk. It's the same. I prefer like staying and watching a movie at home or doing something.
Well, I hear you. Don't have to waste all that money and go all out. Why don't you stay at home, Netflix, have a nice dinner, connect with each other. Finally, Fatima, what is overrated?
Hi everybody. I would say Squid Game. Now, don't kill me. Don't kill me. Okay.
My gosh.
It's a great show. I watched it. My brother and my friends would kill me for saying this, but the hype that it got and how it's like just overtook the world, it was a bit much. It's a great show, but
I can't believe you have said this.
Chris
agrees with you.
Yeah, no, I totally agree with you. I think it's overrated. It's overhyped. Yes, it was a good show, but not what it deserved to get.
Exactly.
I think it was just the reason I think it got hyped so much was it was a show that was not in the English language that took over the world for the one of the first times. And I think that's
overrated.
Why. But Fatima says it was a good show, which
overrated.
I agree with.
So. Thank you so much.
I just feel like it's just
not fair. It's pretty much like this show, Fatima. It's overrated.
Yep.
Overrated.
Okay, you guys are going to laugh if I told you guys this. Earlier, I was dropping my siblings off at school. My brother said, Fatima, I dare you to call them and just say Virgin Radio, like Chris Fade Show, is overrated. I'm like, I'm not going to say that. And then my younger sister went, it's not over. You guys, nobody's talking about the crispacho, so it's not overrated. And I'm like, no, no, you guys are both wrong.
Who is your sibling? I will find you. What school does he go to? I'm coming. She is a Hall of Fame rugby player, an entrepreneur, a commentator, a designer. I just watched Halle Berry's new Netflix movie, Bruised, last night, where she was in it as well. We've got her on with us via Zoom. It's the one, the only...
Phaedra Knight!
Yay!
What's up? What's up? Hey, guys. How are you doing this morning?
We are doing well. So you're in the UAE right now. You're hanging out, right?
Yeah, I'm in Dubai. I'm here for the Emirates Sevens tournament. Been here since last Wednesday, actually.
Nice.
Now, you're so excited to be here.
You know a little bit about rugby because you're a Hall of Famer. That is so cool. Congratulations on that.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Where are you originally from?
I'm originally from a small town in Georgia called Irwinton. I am a farm girl. Grew up gathering vegetables, gathering livestock, taking care of livestock, but I live in New York City now. So it's been a minute since I've been in Georgia living there, but I guess you could call me a city country girl.
So how does a city country girl find the game of rugby? I'm Australian. We grow up playing this game, right? So how did you find this game, rugby?
I found it in law school, actually. I was at the University of Wisconsin in Madison. And I was looking for an outlet because I was really burned out academically. And I met a lady who played rugby, who invited me out to a rugby training. And that was pretty much all she wrote. I loved it, the camaraderie. I loved the aggressive nature of the sport, the tackle element. You know, it's just, I was able to just kind of be myself and express myself. And have a group of people around me that were incredibly accepting and diverse. And so it just checked all the boxes for me.
I mean, it's one thing to be, oh, this is a good little outlet. But it's another thing, Phaedra, where you're the USA Rugby Player of the Decade and you were inducted into the World Rugby Hall of Fame.
That's
incredible.
Yeah, and it's crazy because I started it in law school, right? Yeah. I didn't start the sport as a 5-year-old. I did play sports, but, you know, it just goes to prove that, you know, age is just a number. Mm. And anything you put your mind to, you can really go after it and do it. So you just have to be focused and diligent and willing to show up every day and do the work.
Yeah, the Emirates Dubai Sevens obviously happening this weekend. Absolutely epic. Mm-hmm. They are officially back. When you're in the Hall of Fame, do you get something? Do they give you like a medal, a plaque, a trophy? Or is it just you're in the Hall of Fame?
Well, I mean, this Hall of Fame, the Rugby Hall of Fame, let's talk about that. It's a pretty incredible place. It's all a virtual setup. Mm-hmm. And so you get your virtual sort of memorabilia, your recognition there. But yeah, they give you a cap, something that, you know, we do in rugby. You get a little cap. We got a pen. You get flown over to the UK and you get inducted into it. So you sort of, as a World Rugby Hall of Fame inductee, I guess you're now a member of this rugby royalty.
Okay.
And so, you know, it's what you make of it. But I think more than anything, it's just validation for the hard work you've put in, the time, the commitment, you know, over the course of your career. So that's enough.
Phaedra Knight hanging out with us here, which we're honored to have you. Now, last night I watched Bruised, the new Halle Berry movie on Netflix,
which you
were in. Congratulations on that as well.
Thank you. Yeah, I was really excited to be a part of that movie. It's funny because we shot the movie back in 2019.
Okay.
And that was the time that I actually declared that I was going to go out and become this mixed martial artist I wanted to fight. And it's interesting, Halle Berry and I at the time shared the same speech coach, who was a phenomenal lady, Denise Woods, and known as like the voice whisperer in LA. And I reached out to Denise after I came off of vacation. I'm like, Denise, I'm going to be an MMA fighter. I'm going to be a world champion. I'm going to defeat all the odds. I know I'm 45 years old, and that was at the time then, but I'm going to do it. And she's like, oh my God, you'll never believe this. Halle Berry just left my office with this movie. Like, she's about to make her directorial debut. And she's like, I got to connect the two of you. So she connected us. And we hit and missed each other, you know, for a couple of months. And then one day I showed up at the academy that I train at, the Henso Gracie Academy in New York City. And she was there, and that's where she was for the next 3 or 4 months. And we trained together. We just became really good friends. And then we shot this movie, you know, and that scene, that epic scene for me was knocking her out. And, I know I'm the villain now. I understand the responsibility that comes.
I'm the baddie. If you haven't watched it or you don't know the premise of the movie, it's Halle Berry basically saying what Fedra was saying, like about a person that's sort of out of their, I guess,
element
when it comes to MMA fighting, maybe a little bit older, but wants to get back into it, has a lot to fight for, and gets in the back into the octagon and really shows what it's all about. So now this MMA thing, I mean, this is it's funny. I'm at the beginning of my journey of doing some BJJ, Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, right now, and I'm learning the art of it, and I'm learning how to do it all. And it's such a, everyone tells me that once you're involved in it and once you really understand it, it becomes an obsession. Are you obsessed with it? Is it become an obsession for you?
Yeah, it's certainly. I mean, day one, it was an obsession. And very similar to me to rugby. Rugby's such an obsession.
Okay.
But it's just been an incredible thing. And even since I've been here in Dubai, like, I haven't stopped training. I had my first couple of fights in Muay Thai, actually, back in June. And then I had my two MMA fights. I'm undefeated, so I'm very happy. And everywhere I go, right, like, I come to Dubai and I'm training at Team Noguero, and that's they great. Are awesome over there. They're awesome. So, yeah, it's an incredible community. I met a guy just the other day, one of the fighters who knows my strength and conditioning coach, Phil Derue, down in Florida. So it's a small community, a very tight-knit community. And a community that really wants to do a lot of good, right? And martial arts is an incredible discipline that I would encourage everyone to at some point experience in their lives, particularly BJJ.
Agree. Yeah. I totally agree. Listen, you're a superstar. You already know that. Thank you so much for hanging out with us. Guys, if you get a chance, you can follow her on Instagram. It's PHAIDRA Knight, KNIGHT. Really cool to have you on. Thank you so much for hanging out, and hopefully we get to catch up soon.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
So, I don't know about you, but I got a message from the DHA yesterday saying, hey, you can go get a booster if you want Chris Fade. I said, oh, you know what? I didn't say that to anyone. I just got the message.
It's good,
I didn't reply.
Basically, what they're doing is they're reaching out to all the elderly people. And they're saying you can get a booster.
Yeah. So, everyone's eligible for a booster shot now,
eligible.
Right?
Eligible. Are they? That's great.
You better watch yourself. Rossi's woken up just now. He's woken up.
Because he's going for a walk. Yeah. He's awake now.
So the Pfizer BioNTech booster is now available for those over the age of 18. And there are different eligibility requirements, whether you've taken the Moderna, the Johnson & Johnson, the Sinopharm, or the Pfizer earlier.
Mm-hmm.
So you just have to look at the different requirements. But yes, it is now open for those above the age of 18.
There was talk that a mix of vaccines is a good thing.
I don't have any verified information.
I have read that as well, but I don't know if it's true. But yeah, I did read an article like this saying, if you took the two Pfizers, take a Moderna as your booster or vice versa. I have no idea on that. We don't know on that. All I want to do is have an honest conversation with everybody right now. Are you going to take the booster? Do you want to take the booster? 0487155544. Open platform here. Let's get a little bit of saying of what the country's talking about and how we're feeling. Are you going to take the booster? 0487155544.
I am taking mine on Saturday.
You have already booked in for Saturday?
As soon as they announced it that it's there for those 18 and above, I called the DHA, booked in my appointment, ready to go on Saturday.
Rossi taking the booster?
Going to try and get mine before I leave. I know that Spain has stopped unvaccinated tourists from coming in.
Yep.
But I feel like the booster, they will only stop people who have had a booster in like a few months, I think. Like, I think the booster will benefit everyone, basically.
Okay.
In getting access to countries.
So you are taking it?
I will.
Okay. Najee taking the booster?
Good morning, everyone. Actually, I took it already, so I had two Sinopharm and two Pfizer.
Yes, so those who have taken the two Sinopharm and the two Pfizer after that are not required to take another booster shot at this point. You know how they were saying
I totally
after
understand.
Yeah, okay, so when you took the two the Sinopharms and they said, hey, come and get some Pfizer into you.
So you've done the if you've done the four shots, two Sinopharm, two Pfizer, at this point in time, the DHA is saying you do not need to take a third Pfizer at this point. So you are not in that category.
Okay, I get you. But Hart, will you take the booster?
I will take the booster, yes, but I've just not yet booked an appointment with DHA. But yes, I'm willing to take it.
Okay, yeah, cool. I mean, a lot of you are calling right now, which is good. Mara, are you going to take it?
Yes, I'm going to take it.
When will you get it, do you think?
I'm going to get it today, actually.
Oh, amazing.
Wow. Okay, great. That's fantastic.
Happy vaccine day.
There it is. Yeah. Dina, are you going to take it? You're taking the booster?
Yes, I'm taking the booster because I'm planning my pregnancy.
Because you're what?
Planning a pregnancy.
Yeah, I'm planning my third baby, and I assume it's much better if I take a booster before I do that.
Yeah, yeah.
So you're not pregnant now, but you're planning on doing it?
I'm planning the third kid, yes, we are planning.
Is that you, Liz?
No, it's not your wife, Rossi. Thank you, Dina. It's funny because, I mean, Dina, that's great that some people be like, you're planning a kid and you're going to take a booster. What's wrong with you? You know,
everyone
has their own opinion on this, right? I'm so happy here in the UAE. I feel like the majority of us are on that same page, you know. Mm. Irene, you've already taken the booster, have you?
Yes, I actually took two Sinopharm, and then I ended up taking Pfizer because I really want to go home. So
yeah, no, I get you. Yeah, so this new booster that they've just announced sort of yesterday for over the age of 18, a lot of us have only taken, like example myself, I've only taken two Pfizer.
Correct.
So now this is a booster that we will get, that we will take. I do feel like sometimes I'm playing Mario Brothers. Where I get the booster, you know, so you eat the mushroom.
That's what it is. So this is, again, for those who have taken Moderna, Johnson & Johnson, they're recommending that you take the Pfizer booster. Mm-hmm. For those who have taken the two Sinopharm and the two Pfizer, you're okay. Now, Chris, you've taken the two Pfizer. Are you going to do the booster?
Yeah, I'll do the booster before I leave. I'm leaving on December 16th. So before I get home to Australia, hopefully, fingers crossed, that trip's still going on, I'll take a little hit.
Okay. Pretty, you were saying something about you've got to get it a certain amount of days before you travel.
Well, they generally say, right, when you take the vaccine, it takes about, you should give it about 2 weeks for the full efficacy
the full
of
effect,
it. Yeah. So.
Yeah, I'm going to go. I think I'm going to go this week or early next week.
Let's go together.
Claire is on the way right now. She just messaged me saying she's on the way to go take it.
Can they come to us maybe?
No, Rossi, just book it and go. It takes 2 minutes.
I'm a busy man.
It's the most organized way to get it in the world.
I'd do it on the show, though, wouldn't you?
I'd do it. We might be able to organize it on the show. I might be able to pull it. I can find out.
Because I need to get it as soon as possible.
I told you that yesterday.
But I think we should do it on the show.
Why?
I think you should do it in a proper facility.
We should go to the proper place.
It's not like...
You know, you got to wait that 15-minute buffer?
Yeah.
Like that. Imagine if something happens in that 15 minutes.
On the show.
Nothing's going to happen. It's the safest thing ever.
It's not about that. You can have a side effect. Why does he not know anything?
I know a lot. I've had two and I'm fine. So
what?
I'll be all right.
Remember when this first all started, you said you weren't taking any vaccines?
Yeah.
No, I didn't.
You totally said that. Yes.
You totally said you weren't going to get a vaccine when it first started. And then a company came to you and said, we'll pay you if you want to help us promote the vaccine. No, I'm joking. That part.
That
would have been very funny.
That would have been a great thing.
Yeah. That never happened. That is it for us for your, what are we, Tuesday? Yes, great.
Yes.
Thankfully.
Tuesday.
Public holiday tomorrow. Have a beautiful day off if it is tomorrow and Thursday. We will be still doing the show.
Mm-hmm.
Christina Milian will join us, all right? Christina Milian on the show tomorrow, which is going to be great. Sheena is up next with all your feel-good hits. From myself, Chris Fade, and the team, wear your seatbelts. Yalla, bye.
The Chris Fade Show, back at 6 a.m.
Virgin Radio.